Okay, so don't peek, right? That's the title. You're saying Shema, and we know the Minhag Klal Yisrael has to do with covering it. We cover your eyes when you say Kriya Shema. The question is there any basis in Halacha for covering your eyes for Kriya Shema? And if so, how do you do it properly? So, no, anyone here not cover their hands by Kriya Shema, by when you say Kriya Shema? Anyone cover your eyes by Kriya Shema? Cover your eyes? Cover your eyes? Close your eyes? Anyone keep their eyes closed, open? No idea.
Open by
Echad. Open by Echad? Okay. Oh, look around. So let's see. So the Gemara in Brachos has a one-liner, one-line Gemara, which isn't even talking about our topic, which is really the basis and the source for everything that we do. The Gemara says, it's talking about Rebbe, and how Rebbe read Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says, that what was Rebbe's Kriya Shema? It was Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad. Says the Gemara. Rav says to Rav Chia, I never saw Rebbe even say Kriya Shema at all. You know, I never saw him be Mekabel Ole Omal Chashamayim. He was learning with his Talmidim, and then it was the Zman passed. I didn't even see him do Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, Amroi Bar Pichsi. You know, it was a derogatory term. B'shah Shemavir Yodav Alponav. You don't know what you're talking about. B'shah Shemavir Yodav Alponav Mekabel Ole Omal Chashamayim. The time that Rebbe put his hands on his face, that's when Rebbe said Kriya Shema. Says the Rosh, what does this Gemara mean? The time that Rebbe put his hand on his face? So the Rosh says, what the Gemara, some suggest what this Gemara means is that you're supposed to say Echad, you started to get into this before, that when you say Echad, you're supposed to look around in all directions, right? Look up, down. So in order to prevent everyone from staring at each other when they're all looking around, it looks a little bit weird when you look up, down, right, left. You say, what do? Rebbe blocked his hands because if he's in the middle of learning and he wants to say Shema, so for he starts like raising his eyebrows and looking all around, it looks a little bit funny. So Rebbe blocked his eyes so that no one could see what he was doing. He was looking up, looking down, looking that way. Says the Rosh, that's not the reason why you cover your eyes. You know what the reason why you cover your eyes is? What's the reason? Huh? That what? That you should... Oh, well, Yasiach Daito. Excellent. So you shouldn't have any Mehesech Hadas. You should be able to have Kavana. That's not the reason, says the Rosh to these other Rishonim. The reason has nothing to do with blocking people from seeing you looking up and down. Rather, it's in order to have better Kavana. And if you cover your eyes, you'll have better Kavana because you won't be looking this way, you won't be looking that way, you won't be looking everywhere. Mm. That's the reason.
It's the same reason, huh?
Not really, because the first reason is that people don't see you looking that way, looking that way. But it's not a distraction for you. The first reason...
For other people.
Other people shouldn't look at you weirdly. You know, if you're looking up and down, you look like you're all over the place. People are going to think you have eye problems. You know, you're looking eyes this way, that way. So you block your eyes so that people don't necessarily understand what you're doing. But the second reason, with the Rosh's reason, is it's a Kavana reason. It's that you should have Kavana. So that's two reasons we have for this Gemara. A third reason, really, why you cover your eyes is more of a Kabbalistic reason, which some Rishonim, some Achronim bring this idea, is that we want to focus that, you know, there's two types of Emunah you could have. You could have Emunah through Drishan Chakira, that I believe that Judaism is correct because I've checked out all the other, I've read so many books, and I figured out that Yiddishkeit is the emistic religion, I've attended all these discovery seminars, or it could just be Emunah Pshuta. So we want to highlight Emunah Pshuta, that we cover our eyes and we say that, look, I'm not looking anywhere else, I'm not reading any books, I'm not really figuring out any chakiras to figure out my Emunah and Hashem, and I'm completely focused on Hashem is our God because Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echad, because I purely believe it. No other reasons. Okay. So that's the source. Now what is the reason Shulchan Aruch says? Is it in Shulchan Aruch? So Shulchan Aruch in Samach Aleph Hey says, Nohagin Witing Yedeim Al Pinehem. The minhag is to put your hand on your face. A little bit funny language, right? Hands on your face. It doesn't say eyes. The Gemara said that Rebbe was Maver Yodav Al Ponav also, which is very interesting, right? It said it was Lochazina Yodav Al Bishash Maver Yodav Al Ponav. So again, this funny language of Pinehem instead of eyes. Shulchan Aruch says, so Noag and Witin Yedeim al Pneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon Kedei Shul Yistako B'Davar Acher Shemona Melechavin, which was your reason. So you don't have any you know, distractions when you're saying Shema, that's the reason for you to cover your head. So halacha l'maaseh, there definitely is a makar to cover your face. Just a couple of questions.
Said, why? It says Shlo Yistakel.
Exactly, but it says Shlo Yistakel, but then why does it say Pneim? So the Shari Tshuva is very bothered by this language of Pneim. He says, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it says Pneim. So he says, it must mean that it means Einayim, says the Shari Tshuva. Then he says, the Torah doesn't sound that way, but it sounds like there's some say Pneim specifically. So I'm not sure what the reason for Pneim or Einayim, I don't know, maybe anyone has any suggestion what Pneim is different than Einayim.
You have to hear.
Pneim is what, your face?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Your eye, but why? What's the difference in the Lush? Yeah. No?
Pneim is usually the face, he says.
It's a face.
Eyes is the eyes itself.
Yeah, but so what's the difference? Why? Why does it say?
Difference.
So I thought, no, but yeah, but why do they lose the Lush of Pneim? What do you have to cover your face? What does that have to do anything? So
it
I was thinking.
Saying the Lush of the stocking, right? To look.
Correct, correct.
So it must be eyes.
I guess so, but then it's very funny, and the Shari Tshuva points this out, why it says Pneim. And he seems to say, some say specifically Pneim. Not sure exactly. I don't have
maybe
anything else to say intelligent on it.
You need two hands to cover your eyes.
Two hands, maybe two hands to cover it. Look, it may make sense if you say the whole reason is so other people don't look at you, then you don't have to actually cover your eyes. You could just go like this, and people can't, you can't really see which way I'm looking now if I cover my face. I'm not covering my eyes. I'm just blocking like my forehead. You can't really see what I'm looking. As opposed to if you say it's for yourself, so then you better cover your actual eyes itself so you can see. Nothing else intelligent to say about that. Something to ponder. That's point number one. Okay, what about the Mishnah Berurah? What does the Mishnah Berurah comment on this? He says two words. That's it. Mishnah Berurah's whole point on this halacha is Ratzon Omer Yad Yamin. It has to be your right hand. So now comes the question: what about if you're a lefty?
Yeah.
If you're a lefty, do you have to use your
hand or left
hand? Right, your left hand, or does it have to be everyone else's right? Meaning, everyone else's right hand. Your right hand or your left hand? Which hand do you use if you're a lefty? No. What's the reason? So they brought down from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that it's the right hand of everyone else. Right, you should use your right hand. In other words, you're everyone's right hand, you use the right hand regardless of whether you're righty, lefty, etc. What's the reason for it? So the Ber Moshe I saw, the Bertziner Rebbe, he says, what's the reason why you have to use the right hand? Because what's your left hand supposed to be doing?
Your
left hand's only your tzitzis. Yeah, but if you're yamin is if you're a lefty, then your yamin becomes your left hand. Meaning for a lefty, his yamin.
But you're going to what does God say?
I didn't know that. For other halachas, you put on tefillin, right, on the weaker hand, right? So you put so says the Ber Moshe. The reason is because your left hand is very busy. Your left hand is supposed to be only your tzitzis next to your heart. We have other posts that say that, and since that's the idea, if you're tzitzis, you only have one heart. Even if you're a lefty, your heart's still on the left side. So you have your tzitzis on the left side, your right hand covers your eyes, that's what you're supposed to do. Even if you're a lefty, you're still supposed to cover with your right hand.
Yeah. If you have a tefillin on your right hand, you're lefty.
Oh, then you're going to cover it with your, interesting, you're going to cover it with your tefillin hand. I hear that.
That's the same thing.
Is it not covered? Yeah, is it not covered? I hear that. I'm not sure. Well, falling on the face is different than covering. You know, you don't want to hold a sitter with your tefillin hand, right? So maybe it's, meaning the falling, we don't want to fall because, you know, that's degrading to the tefillin if you fall on the tefillin. Here, you're using the tefillin hand to cover your eyes, maybe it's not such a problem. I hear that. That would be a svar the other way. Okay, next question. What about at night? Kriya Shema Alamita. Do you cover your hands by eyes by Kriya Shema Alamita? What about Kriya Shema by Karbanos? Are you mechayev to do that? I mean, we know, everyone, the minhag of Klal Yisrael seems to be to cover your eyes by every Kriya Shema, right? Which is, do you really need to? So I'm not sure either. Again, these are tough questions. So they bring down from Rav Chaim, from the Stipler, the Stipler in Archas Rabbeinu, they bring down that he covered it by everything. But I was thinking, again, I'm not 100% sure this is true, but it depends maybe what the reason is. If the reason is that so you could have Kavana, the only time you really need to have the main kavanah is by which Kriya Shema. The special kavanah is the chakras when you're Yotze. You're supposed to have kavanah for all your tefillos, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't daven with kavanah, but the extra special kavanah that you have is only by chakras. So if the reason is for your own kavanah, okay, so then you have to, then the only time maybe you need to have this special kavanah is by chakras. However, if you say the reason is for an emunah reason, to highlight that, you know, God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that I'm not looking at anything else to give me emunah. My only emunah is from, you know, from pure emunah, pshuta, so that every time I say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that's talking about emunah. So then I would always have to cover my eyes. However, I don't know, I didn't see anyone who says you don't need to cover your eyes at night, but it's something to think about. I don't know, you're saying Shema with your kids at night. So you're saying Shema Yisrael. Do you have to cover your eyes? You're putting your kids to bed. So again, if it's a din in emuna, so every time I say the word Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, I'm highlighting emuna, you know, then maybe I have to cover my eyes. But if I'm just, I don't know, I never cover my eyes when I say Shema, when I say to my kids at night, you know, I'm trying to busy get my kids to bed. You're not really covering your own eyes, you're trying to say the kids Shema. But again, if it's a din in emuna, maybe I would have to do it as well. I'm not sure. Fine. What about for when I'm looking around the room, how many people have glasses? Less than I thought. No glasses? No, one, two, three. I wear glasses. Yeah, no. So you have to, when you cover your eyes first, Shema, do you have to remove your glasses or not?
Yes.
You do or don't?
Yes.
No, you do or don't? Trying to think what I do. I think I do. Yeah, I think sure. I do. Yeah, but you have to do that or not?
There are opinions that you can even say Shema with closed eyes. You don't have to cover.
Oh, I'm going
to
get to that in a second. So Chaim Kanievsky brought down Bishmo that you don't need to remove your glasses. What's the reason for it? Because think about it. If the whole reason is Kavana, reason, who cares what I do? We could just close my eyes maybe. If the whole point is for Kavana, so who cares if I go like this or I go like this? If I put my hands under my glasses or over my glasses? If I can't see, I can't see, right? The whole point is for Kavana. What does it make them so I touch my eyes? It's not a, we're not dipping in the mikvah. It's not a chatzitza. It's not like I have to, the glasses are blocking my eyes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, excellent, excellent. Maybe it gives you more kavanah. I'll tell you that in 1 second. So the Divrei Yitziv, the Kloisenberg Rebbe says the same thing as Reb Chaim Kanievsky, not like what you're saying. He says that again, it's not a din in chatzitza. He says no matter what the reason is for emuna or kavana, you don't need to touch your actual eyes. However, I saw in the Oz Nidbaru, he brings down Reb Zober, he says very similar to what you're saying. He says, the poskim bring down, you're really supposed to close your eyes and cover your eyes. What's the reason to do both? It seems redundant. Why should you close your eyes and cover your eyes? The answer is that it highlights the higher kavana you have is the more shut your eyes are.
Mm.
I don't know if I fully understand that, but that's similar to what you're saying. That the more shut your eyes are, the more kavana you have. And therefore, if you close your eyes and you touch your eyes as opposed to putting it over your glasses, you have more kavana. So it says the Oz Nidbaru, he doesn't see people do this, but he says perhaps if the reason is kavana, maybe you should have to actually touch your eyes as well. Final question, what about the question that, you know, many people have, is that it's hard to have kavana when your eyes are closed. You know, you're either a sitter person or you're not a sitter person. Right? People have very strong opinions. When you daven Shmon Esrei, should you keep your eyes closed or should you look in the sitter? Some people say, oh, I can't daven when the sitter's open. You know, I'm too busy, I get distracted. Some people say, you know, for Shmon Esrei, I need to keep my, you know, I need to look in the sitter, otherwise I start daydreaming. So what about for Kriya Shema? Let's say you're one of those sitter people and you'll have better kavana if you see Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad inside. So can you just look down? Can you look down and read Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and that's, and would that be okay? So the Orach Neman...
It says no, shut the door now.
One more time. Say it. Yeah, you're not supposed to look around. Correct, fine. Agreed. But let's say I don't want to cover my eyes. I want to look in a sitter. And for me, that's a better kavana. So the Orach Neman says you're allowed. He says that you don't actually have to cover your eyes. If the whole reason is a kavana reason, then looking down is fine. I would suggest, according to the other reason, if the reason is for emuna, so then maybe again, you have to specifically close your eyes to show emuna pshuta. But again, I'm not sure. Halacha l'maisa, the minhag seems to cover your eyes. I'll just end with it. You can't end. You can't give a topic of, you can't talk about the topic of covering your eyes by Shema without saying the famous story for 1 second about the Panovich Rav, right? The famous story after World War II, the Panovich Rav was tasked, or he felt responsible to go to all these orphanages and find all these people that were taken by the, you know, the Galachim, Jewish children that were hid by the Galachim, and now they wouldn't give them back, that they were Jewish children that were saved during the Holocaust, but they were Jewish children being raised as, you know, in other religions. So the Panovich Rav went to the orphanages and he said, you know, give us back the Jewish children. And they said, there's no Jewish children over here. You know, these are all Catholic children. These aren't Jews. So what did the Panovich Rav do? Right, goes right in the middle of the dining room and he says, listen, everyone. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And half the children, what do they do? Hand instinctively goes to their eyes. He says, those are Jewish children. You know, that's the thing. Even though it may not be such, just to point out, and the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha. It's really just based on this rush, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But there aren't many Rishonim who don't read, obviously, this Gemara this way as the rush does. So you could say, maybe it's not as most important halacha. The answer is, maybe in halacha, it's not as strict as some other halachas, but in Ashkafa, Kumin and Klai Yisrael is definitely to cover your eyes with your hands by Kriyashma. Shkafa.